Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to the Made Remarkable podcast, hosted by Kelly Wynn. On the podcast today, Kelly is joined by her dear friend and creative powerhouse, Robin Marie Smith, to revisit some major business pivots from the past year. Robin Marie shares how her membership model led her away from Maker's Tech U and towards the Robin's Nest, the nurturing art community that she has now. Robin Marie also shares her up-and-coming event named the Nest Fest and how she has been leaning into changes and letting things go. Check out the show notes and transcripts for more information about Robin Marie, exclusive promotional offers, and any special links mentioned during the episode. Kelly loves connecting with listeners, so don't be shy. Reach out on social media, and together let's build a community that celebrates the remarkable. If you want to be notified every time a new episode hits the airwaves, just hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for joining us today, and always remember that you are made remarkable, destined to achieve the unimaginable. Now, let's get to the good part. Introducing Kelly Wynn and Robin Marie Smith.
Well, hello, hello. I'm Kelly Wynn, artist, author, mentor, fiercely independent mother and wife, and the founder of a multiple six-figure creative business. And I love my life, but I've been where you're at. I was slogging away at this art business thing for more than a decade. But once I finally connected with my true calling, unlocked the magic of marketing, and built a system that could scale, well, I realized I could make an impact and make a substantial income. I'm finally running a business that I love, and it makes all the difference in the world. My biggest dream is to help you do the same. Let this podcast be the catalyst to your biggest success. You already have it in you because you are made remarkable. Well, hello, hello. I have Robin Marie back on the podcast, dear friend of mine, and also previously on last year. And it's time for a big update of where you were then and where you are now.
It's kind of like those celebrity things where they go, here's what they look like then. And now what do they look like? Where are they? What are they doing?
For sure. Where are they now? Well, yeah. When you were last on the podcast, mm-hmm. You finally decided after years of doing a bunch of different things, you had let go of the product base in the 20 teens. And then it was here you were 2023 and you're like, I can't keep up with MTU anymore, which was your Makers Tech mm-hmm. University. And you are a techie girl. You really do love technology and you're really good at it. But that wasn't the path that was lighting you up anymore. So we decided to work together. You jumped on board with the Remarkable League. You've been a huge support and asset to them as well. Mm-hmm. And you revamped everything. You shut down one membership and started another.
Yep, I did. Yeah, my business over the years, actually, this is the 20-year anniversary of really when I started my business online. Was when I started my rubber stamp company, started traveling and teaching. So it really kind of started in the year 2004. So I can't believe it's been 20 years. But even back then, things were very different online than they are now. Things change. And even what I've enjoyed and where I want my focus to be, my business has had many iterations over the years, like many. And I think not being afraid to say, okay, I'm giving that up now. Even though I built it and even though I've loved it, it's time for something new. And that sometimes can be really hard because you're like, I put all this effort and time into it, but if it's not lighting you up and you're not getting that joy or satisfaction out of it anymore, then you have to make tough decisions sometimes and be like, okay, I got to make a change. So I loved Makers Tech U. I really enjoyed teaching and helping other artists and creatives with the tech side of helping them with their online businesses and everything. But because technology changes so rapidly, I was finding I was spending most of my time updating all the classes, updating all the training, updating. And then when I get an email about, oh, we have updated our platform, I would just be like, I could feel the stress because I knew now whatever I was going to do, I have to now update this and it could take days. But there were some other factors too. When it was in the fall of 22, I was teaching at an art retreat. I haven't taught in person in a while. And I really got a taste of what it was like to kind of be back together with other creatives. And in that, I'm not creating enough and I'm missing this. I'm missing this community. So that, and then I guess the collision of the fact that I was having to constantly update training really started hitting me around December and early January of 2023. And I just knew, like, there wasn't a, I have to really think about this for a while. Like, it just, I woke up and it was like, I'm done. I have to make a change. Like, I have to make a change. I need to do this. And then it was like, oh boy, I'm going to
do
this.
I pivot without breaking everything?
Exactly.
Well, and let's go back just a little bit. While you were at Makers Tech U, you still wanted to be able to make art. You still had art courses to promote.
Right.
You still had summits and events that you participated in. You had workshops. You had all this stuff going on. So it was like, I remember talking to you in 2021 and 2022, like, who am I talking to? How do I do this? I get so overwhelmed with how do I manage directing people to both Makers Tech U and the art courses and my artwork. And this is why we've come to the simple is better.
Yeah.
And it just lifted off your shoulder when you're like, oh, I see. Now that I'm not talking to people who need tech support, I can just talk about one thing.
Yeah. And it was a challenge because there were two groups. Even though the people that needed the tech help were in the art group, I still had different messaging. And so there was different emails. There was different posts on Instagram. I mean, so it was like having two businesses and trying to run both of them at the same time. And it was really, really hard. And I just didn't have the energy most often to even just do any creating. And it just became very overwhelming. But then I felt like, well, what am I going to do? What do I do? Do I just stop doing this? Which one do I give up? Which one do I lean into?
Especially with the fact that it was hard to grow the Makers Tech U to the kind of level that you wanted to grow it.
Yes.
Because a lot of people didn't realize the benefit that you were providing, which you really went. You're notorious for going above and beyond every single time. You will always deliver more than you promise. So it took a lot of your times, which takes away a lot of the time to promote, to show up, to make your own stuff. So really, Robin Marie, what it comes down to is doing too many things was exhausting you. And
yes.
I don't want to say that I was excited or giddy to help you, but I was really excited to see the transition for you. So when you came into the Remarkable League, and full disclosure, the first half of last year, you were a paying member of Remarkable League, and now you've transitioned into support member or support coach with tech because you love tech so much. So I've really loved being able to have your support, but it was a huge transition for you. And I love being able to see that transition and see you decide to lean all into who you are and what you want to do.
Yeah. And it was the decision to make the change was easy. I knew that it was the right. I had no doubts. It was just getting all of it done, like moving in and saying, all right, it's still a membership because I started an online art community membership, the Robin's Nest, which, you know, I thought was pretty catchy with my name. It's really been great. But it was like, okay, I didn't have to learn all the tech about setting up the membership because I'd already done one. So all of that was like a breeze, but it was figuring out, not only did I have to transition away and help the people that were in my tech membership, get them ready for that change. So it took several months in the beginning of the year. And then my goal was to start working on the preparations and kind of getting to the point where I was ready to launch the new membership, which I did in September. I wanted to sooner, but through much coaching on your end and encouragement, it's like, okay, you also have to be ready. I didn't want to put anything out there too quickly that I would have not been proud of. And I wanted to just to make sure that I had everything, you know, all my ducks in a row, so to speak. But it really helped because there were so many things to do along the way. And even now, after even being in the league for a year, even today, as a matter of fact, it just has really hit home full force that you have got to start giving things up. I'm saying for myself, you have to start shedding this and you shedding that, and you don't need to have 5 or 6 ways for people to sign up to be on your list because you have to manage all of that. You have to keep up with it. You have to make sure it's up to date and it's all current. Then there's all the other things that you have to do. And I say have to because we're running a business and there's just things you need to do. And I know that you've said over and over in your coaching, hey, you've got to narrow things down so that you're focused and you know who you're talking to. But there's a lot of people out there who have the other mindset that you need to have many things going on so that they're coming in from all the different ways. And I've done that and it's exhausting and you just can't maintain it. You cannot maintain it. And then it's confusing and you wonder why you're stressed and you're overly busy and things are not really working the way you would like them to. And now having really since September, a little before that even, really starting to pare things down and really focus in, it is so nice to just know I'm focused on one person, one audience, one group, and it's freeing. I have so much more time to create. I'm doing far more than I have in years, literally. And I'm loving what I'm doing and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I just don't know that I would be if I was still trying to juggle all of the things.
You are speaking my love language right now, Robin Marie, because I've been through that same ringer with you. Years, because that's what we see. They say, do 7 streams of income and make sure that you're here on that platform and this platform and doing this thing. And you've got to have this offer and that. In fact, we were just yesterday in our coaching session for the Remarkable League talking about offer orbits. And I'm like, look, here are all the different types of offers, but you really only need 2 things. You need one person, one offer that's free to get people on your list. And then your main thing you're selling. That's all you really need to run a business. And you just keep doing that on repeat.
Yeah. Because if you add too many more things, then, oh, well, but I could do that. And you know me, you know, you and I are similar. Over the years, we've talked and it's been like, oh, but there's that. And oh, that looks like it would be fun. And I have a hard time because most of the time those things are somewhat tech related and I want to embrace it and I want to do it like a podcast and other things. And it's like, wait a minute. You think things will only take so much time and they take far longer than you ever think they're going to. And then before long, you realize, well, I'm channeling energy here and here and here and here. And are you really providing the best of you when you're channeling yourself across all of these different things?
Oh my goodness. You're seriously like exactly what we all came to the conclusion of as I coached for a whole year. And the final day of coaching for Remarkable League 2023, they're all like, I finally realized that I can do less. And I'm like, yeah,
and make more
and make more
do
money.
Less and make more money.
Yes. And it's like, it's thinking about like those years of Makers Tech U and the courses and the everything. And then you add it on audio summits and you add it on like this offer and this free offer and this paid offer. And it's like, and I'm going to do these little, oh, remember you were doing all those little workshops last year?
Yes, I know those too. It's like, oh, let's do that. And it's
right. And I love them. They're so amazing. And the other thing that everyone thinks is I'm going to do all these collaborations. And they forget how much time that takes, not only to provide the right content for whoever you're collaborating with, but then you are obligated to market it. That's part of the deal. And when you're spending the energy marketing that, you don't have the space to market your own things. So it's like when we pare down, when we shed, when we let go, when we finally say, you know what? The Virtual Art Summit served me well for 4 years, but in order for me to do the thing I really want to do, I have to shut down something that's successful.
Yeah, exactly. It's not always something that's not working. It's things that are working.
Right.
And you're like, okay. Yeah, it is scary. And I think that I think a lot in the Remarkable League were, that was in our minds going in. And wait a minute. It's scary to let some things go and not have an in. I mean, I'm letting Makers Tech go and months are going by before this new thing. So it's like, how do you, you know, you have to trust that it's going to work if you do the work, but you do have that time period where it's like, okay, well, I don't have anything going on right now. And I did 6 collaborations last year. That was the other thing that really hit home. I just had a hard time saying no, because it was like, oh, well, that's a new audience. And oh, well, that's not much work, but then it is that much work. It's like you said, and one of the things that you really stressed a lot too, at the very beginning, especially because there were many of us that were doing collaborations. One of the things that I think that I did learn, and it took 6 collaborations in the year, was that, okay, do not plan things when you have something else planned. When you have a launch, that's the only thing you focus on. When you have a collaboration, don't plan anything else in that month. Really look, and I've never been one to really plan ahead And I did that for this year. I really did look when we did our training and our live together retreat in October. Literally, it was okay. Here's what things are going to look like. Now, the last quarter is still a little, but the first three quarters, and looking at it and saying, all right. And I said, I will do only two collaborations if the right ones come along, if something that I'm really excited about. And two of them did. And that's it. I can't do any more. I said, no, like I can't till next, the following year, whatever. So, and it feels good. But I had to really think, okay, can I do this? I don't want to be doing something big every month. I don't want to be a collaboration every month or a launch every month or a new product every month. It's too exhausting. And then where am I going to have
It
time
is
to commit?
exhausting, not just for you, but for your audience. Because if the only thing you ever talk about is, hey, look here, buy my stuff. Oh, squirrel. Hey, here's another thing for you to look at. And it's like, after a while, they're like, what do you want me to do? And so when you have a breathing space where you're just serving them on social media or in your newsletter or wherever you're showing up, where you're just there to connect with them, it's a healthier relationship for them and for you as the business owner. And I have to bring this up. There's no way I cannot bring this up, but we've talked a lot about what you're going to do in retirement.
You didn't do the air quotes, Kelly.
Running joke
Retirement.
that she's like, you know what I'll do in retirement? I'm like, that's not retirement, but there's something that has clicked in you is that what you're doing now can feel as effortless as retirement when you pare down and simplify everything.
No, that's exactly right. And I mean, I'm still doing the air quotes with retirement because I don't know what that will look like. But where I'm at now and this continuation of, okay, can that go? Yes. Can I pare this down? Can I streamline something? I'm even looking at my expenses and saying, all right, do I really need this thing that I'm paying for, like for my business? No, not really. Okay, it's time to let that go. And those are weights off my shoulder too. I did two of them just today. I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm making this change, I don't need that anymore. Gone. And so I think that it will just, I'll get that much better at and more comfortable with and just enjoy that much more when I can just be that much more focused. And I know my husband's even said, I can just see that you're just lighter and you're happier, you feel better because you're not so stressed.
I
And
love
he's
that.
right.
Well, I'm going to chime in saying when you have community to support you, when you have other biz besties that understand it, and you have someone you can bounce ideas off and keep you in check with your goals, that really does also make a huge difference too. Which is why we've got a whole nother year together with the Remarkable League, and you're supporting us in Build It Remarkable. She is our techie, by the way, everyone. However, but you have a lot of business insight and knowledge, and your contribution, and really the things I've learned from you, have been just as valuable, I think, as whatever you've learned from the Remarkable League. I'm really excited to see where it goes because you do have a lot of work ahead of you. It's not like there's no work to be done, but as you simplify, you see the pathway. And one of the things, well, I first off, when you joined the league and you're like, I want another membership, I'm like, are you sure? Because memberships are not easy. But you're
No.
like, no, I know this model and I think I'll really thrive in it. And that has turned out to be true. You really do love the membership model. Building the Robin's Nest has been amazing because at first you're like, well, I could do it this way, I could do it this way. But what I love is that you designed it uniquely to you and how you flex and flow so that you're putting into it what you want to put into it and you don't have to be overly stressed. It's really community-based, it's really about creative play base. And so you've attracted those kinds of people, and you've done really well. You opened up the doors. I think you're over 400 already.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I've two times.
You've only opened the doors two times.
I know, but that said, I didn't just come on to,
Right.
I've been out there a bit. So, I
Right.
mean,
You
I've got
had a
some,
long,
I
good
have
list.
longevity behind these. And I think too, you do build a reputation, you do build as you go through and you follow through on things, people get to know you. And so they're, hey, if she's doing that, I want to be a part of it. I mean, there's people that we could say the same thing about. But I knew that this was the business model that I wanted. And I think this is an important point too, as people are listening and they're thinking about whether they're in the beginning stages or they're trying to, pivot. is you can't always look at what somebody else is doing and go, well, that looks like I could really make a lot of money doing that. I mean, everyone has a different objective, right? Their goals are different. But the membership model is not for everyone. And it's, you know, I think that there's sometimes people go, oh, it's just easy, just put it on autopilot and it does its thing. Oh, no, it does not. It's work. If
Yes.
you want it to be successful, I believe that you do have to put, I mean, why would I want to just put it on autopilot? This is a community that I love showing up for, and I can't wait to see monthly when we do our calls and just the excitement and all that. So you can run memberships however you want, but I knew how I wanted to do it, and I'm doing it the way I wanted, and I'm enjoying it. And I knew, because you did ask me, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. And then there were others in our cohort that said, absolutely not. That's not what I want.
Some
So
who
you
even
have to
shut
know.
down that
Yes.
membership
Yeah.
because that
Right.
wasn't working for
Yep.
them. So there
And
isn't one perfect model or path. The
no.
key is learning
Mm-mm.
how to market and communicate it and build it so that the back end is just as honestly as amazing as the front end. When people see you talking and marketing and whatever, you're making your reels and your videos and whatever, and it all looks great, and they get on the other side and there's no real support, then it's like, you know, this
Yeah.
isn't so great on the back end, but
Right.
customer service on the back end, when we have someone who's actually invested money and we treat them like gold, that's the best marketing you could ever do. And I know you're always committed to that. You're an over-deliverer anyway.
Well, they said, you know, saying under promise and over deliver, you know,
Yes.
and sometimes it, you know, I have to also stop and go, okay, because one of the key things was, you don't have to answer every email when it comes in. Like, you know,
Right.
just kind of getting to that point where it's like, all right, give yourself some breathing room. And I wanted to touch back when you had said about this, the togetherness in working towards the goals and running a business and the cohort of the league. And really, when we're doing these things that we do behind the scenes, we're really by ourselves. And it's really hard sometimes. I just am going, well, I could do this or I could do this. I just need someone to talk to. I need someone to bounce this idea off. And when you get together and those minds are going, especially the fact that we are all creatives, you know, there's not a yoga instructor and a real estate agent. We are all in the same. And
Right.
some people might go, well, how does that work? You know, you guys are all, and it's like, it works because
Right.
we all lift each other up. We're supporting each other, and there's enough for everybody. And you've really, really drive that home. And the fact that we can come together and share and have ideas and help each other has really made this last year of it came at the right time for me because of my change. And I'm not sure if I'd be sitting here right now exactly where I'm at if I didn't have it. In fact, I don't think I would because it was
You
a
would
great
still be
support.
doing too many things.
I think that's for sure. Absolutely. I definitely know that. But yeah, because that took a while. I had to see it, you know, that seeing to believe it. And it just was like, yes. Okay, that can go. Yes, that can go. And I've been holding on to other things thinking, well, maybe no. To this week I made the decision. No, there's no maybe now. Those are done. Like I'm not even gonna think about them anymore. And so it has not been easy. I mean, it
No
hasn't,
kidding.
but it's nothing worth having is, you know, not gonna
Right.
be hard. There's time and effort that comes into it, but it's very, very gratifying and satisfying to run your business and your support in that as a coach and your expertise in marketing, which is where I feel like that's not my best strength. So it's really been helpful to you really do pull back the curtain and just lay it all out there. There is no hiding, there is no holding back, and it's been so educational and so motivating, all of that. I mean, I know that, yes, I'm doing a commercial, but it's true. Like, seriously.
Well, I
And
appreciate your commercial endorsement.
But I mean, I knew that ahead of time because we had our own calls many times throughout the years. And it's just like, Kelly, you're really good at this. This is something you really should be doing.
I don't know why or how, or maybe it's because I came from entrepreneurial parents, but when I was a kid, my dream job was not to be the witch and bewitch, but her husband's job of the marketing agent or whatever, the advertising agent. I'm like, that looks like so much fun coming up with products and plans and how do you talk about it? I don't know why. Even as a kid, I was like, that
I
looks
know.
so cool, but I didn't really see myself in that role until I had been building a business. For me, it's been 12 years, not quite as long as you. But seeing the pitfalls and learning and struggling and learning communication better than I ever have before. And one of my gifts is to be able to see what other people are doing and be direct about it and not beat around the bush. I'm not, I'm a no nonsense, tell it like it is kind of a person, but I see people making progress faster that way.
Right. And sometimes it's just that from our side is it's just confidence. It's the, okay, can I do this? Or just, it, I think it's just knowing, okay, this is the right path. Okay. Just keep at it and keep doing it. And you have to do hard things. You know, someone who is saying, I know I need to be on camera, but I'm terrified of it. Well, back in the day, you wouldn't find me on camera. And now I don't think twice about it. It's
right.
You get better at and more confident, just like we do in our creativity, the more you practice. And it is not easy running a business. It's not for everyone. And
that's an important message.
Yes, it is. You have to wear a lot of hats.
You have to wear a lot of hats. And even though you've finally learned how to let go and strip down, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Oh, yeah.
When you do simplify it, at least once the work becomes so common as part of your practice and you understand what to do, you can simplify it because you do it again year after year after year.
Right.
Then there's space for the things that I know you love to do. You love to travel. You want to host more workshops. You want to be able to make more art. You just want to be able to spend time with your family. You have more time for that when you do the same thing over and over again and do it better every time. Because if you're doing the same thing and you're not getting results, obviously there's some room for change, but you are getting results, Robin, where you are, you've learned like this. I'm really excited about your big Nest Fest. So let's just make it very clear. This is coming in May. What we designed was the way that your membership is working is that you're not open all the time for a very important reason. And that's because you like to be able to bring people in and focus on them each time that they come in and not worrying about who's coming in, who's going all the time. So you open about maybe three times a year, but only one of those times are you going all in with some big event, which is the Nest Fest. The rest of the time, I'm so glad you've designed it so that there's just simple soft door openings, basically, you know, maybe some YouTube videos and warm outreach and saying, hey, come on and join me. So you're doing a Nest Fest in May. And this is something I love teaching is this idea of a big promotional event that's free or low ticket or whatever.
Right.
The cohesiveness of the name, you know, the Robin's Nest, the Nest Fest, this nurturing, this fun, bringing people in. You're going to have other guest artists. They're teaching their favorite art supplies and what they do with it. And then their lessons are moving into your membership. So that means when people have this amazing experience for free. They can choose to continue and go deeper with you in the Robin's Nest, which, by the way, the Robin's Nest is not an expensive membership. It's very affordable to be part of a community. I just really think the way you're designing things now is going to be for maximum success for years to come without having to add a whole lot more stress. It's the shedding part that we have to get to.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not easy. I mean, this is like years of mindset that I've had to, okay. And then every time a new idea pops into my head, I have to really just go write it down, sit it aside. Because the old me, the past me leans into, ooh, let's start that. Let's look at that. Let's figure that out. I don't know how many times I've said something to you. What do you think of this idea? And you're like, whoa, whoa, hold on.
Whoa, whoa.
And I'm like, but no, let's just sit with it, you know? And it's true. And it's not to say that I can't explore other things, but I think it's in the capacity of, and I was just talking to my husband about this today, of I need to start thinking about next year. Like, what do I want that year to look like? Do I want to bring anything new into the membership? Do I want to just continue to make it what I have said it will be and make it still be special, but not be doing so much that I'm adding so much into it that I'm stressing people out and stressing myself out? Like, that's not gonna work, you know?
So I just love this that we both come to it, and it's from experience. And that's why I am so determined with the Remarkable League and any of my coaching programs to learn how to say no to most things and yes to the most important things. And like you said, put it in the on the pin board or in the parking lot for an idea for another day. You don't have to act on anything. And that's because I'm just like you. I do the exact same thing. I have this idea, I want to act on it, and then I have to remember my last 10 years have been exhausting. When I finally said no and started shutting things down and simplifying is when I finally felt relief. When I finally said, okay, we're going all in on the one thing, the rest of it's just going to sit there like pretty
Right.
little badges on the wall or
Yeah.
trophies of experience or whatever.
Right,
It's
right.
okay. Even the successful things, it's okay. And I know
Yeah.
that you're just, and sometimes you have to get ruthless. And when you finally make that decision, tell me how good it feels. Because when I was able to release the Virtual Art Summit back to everyone and say, hey, all you artists, your lessons are back to you. The people who've signed up through my platform, they'll always have access. I am never selling it again. I was able to just, I could delete all the marketing, all the funnels for it, all of the whatever. Like that was
Yeah.
shut
Oh,
up.
yeah.
I closed down some courses. I just stopped doing so much stuff that I could say, what am I not doing? What am I getting rid of? What have I keep saying I'm going to do and I don't do? And why
Right.
is it?
Yep.
It's because I finally realized I don't have the capacity for it, and neither do
No.
you. Like for every
No.
1 hour I think it's going to take, it usually takes four.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, let's just be honest.
And are you really doing great work on all of those things? No. It's okay. Well, those things are going to slip through the cracks because now I'm over here. Then these are going to slip through the cracks because now I'm over here. Okay, now
Right.
I'm. And the feeling, the first time I had that feeling was in 2018 when I closed down my rubber stamp company and all the product line that I was creating. And I had been doing that since 2004. So I shut it all down in 18. So it's quite a few years.
Yeah.
And I felt like all I was a manufacturer. I was a manufacturer and I was a distributor, and I wasn't having time for creativity. Was the business successful? Yes. Was it kind of hard to let it go? Yes. But was it the right decision? Oh my goodness. When I did and started getting rid of inventory, and when we finally just closed it, I was like, wow. Went to Belgium for 3 weeks to teach right after the doors closed, and I didn't have to think about anything. I didn't have to worry about orders going out, shipments, customer service, nothing. And I was like, wow. I miss it, aspects of it, but then I don't. I mean, it's like,
Right.
wow. It was a good feeling. And now look at, I've done another thing and now a new thing, even in that span of time. So,
Which is normal. I think that as entrepreneurs,
yeah.
I harp in on find your niche and stick to it. I'm not saying that's it for the next 40 years of your life. I'm
Oh,
just saying for right now, what you're
yeah.
capable of doing in this time and space. And if it's working, keep going. I have given up things too early, but it's also because I ran a membership. I also had workshops. I also had courses. I had a book. I had the Virtual Art Summit. Like, I was so tired. I was trying to do all the things. But in all honesty, though, for most people listening, they'd be like, oh my goodness, you sold an art course and you made 40 grand. I'm like, why didn't I make 400 grand? And that's because I was dividing my attention on all the different things. But had I gone in on the one thing, I could have propelled it much further. So that's the secret to buying your time back and also making more money is to let go of stuff. I'm telling you, all of the pushback I get on, but I'm multi-passionate and don't I have to have, but I'm just going to have this one other stream of income and can't, do you actually have the capacity for that?
And I mean, I know I still have a few things, but most of it is just, it's going. And I mean, literally, it just feels really good because there's life aside from, I don't want every day, every hour of my day spent on my business. I used to sit in this office till late at night,
Right.
all day long. And I have not wanted to do that in years. And I'm not doing that anymore. I mean,
Love it.
retirement light, right?
It can still be a lot of work because you still have your social media to manage, you still have the
Yes,
newsletter to build, and you have
that's
launches.
right.
But if you just stick to that,
Yeah,
you're good. You're
exactly.
golden. And I love it because the Robin's Nest is turning out to be exactly that nurturing place that you were hoping it was going to be.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely made the right decision. I have no doubts whatsoever, you know. And I'm just as it goes, I'll just keep shifting and making little changes and just making it better. But I'm super happy, and it, you know, it's not easy. It was not easy to let some of these things go, but it feels so good,
It's
you know.
probably a lot more smooth sailing now. I will
Yes.
say, for everyone wondering, we're not letting those tech skills go to waste, though.
I do miss that part because it is a labor of love for me. I do enjoy helping other creatives with that. So that was a little, that was something I was going to miss, but the league has given that opportunity back to me to be able to, in whatever capacity I can,
Right,
to
because you're not on call all the time, but man, the member's
no,
like, do you
right.
want to take a look at my sales page and see if it's working? Then we
Yeah.
have that kind of support. And it feeds a little itch without you having to promote or work or market. You just show up and you're like helping
Exactly.
your
Yeah.
friends, basically.
Yeah.
So
And then sharing new tech things I've discovered. I have a little group, an audience now. We can share these
they're
things
like,
with
please
too.
tell us. That's what I need from you too. It's like, but
Oh,
anyhow, I
I
love it. I love that you're still with me and that we have a lot to grow and learn this year. And you'll see Robin Marie through Build It Remarkable. And I'm doing the retreat in Annapolis again this year. Build It Live is what we're calling it. And Robin Marie will be there. And we're going to make it extra special. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It was awesome last year.
So good. So everyone, if you don't already know Robin Marie Smith, go follow her on Instagram, Robin Marie, and sign up for her Nest Fest coming in May. So pay attention, it's coming soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again on the podcast. I enjoyed talking
We'll
with you again.
maybe catch up again next year.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.